With a growing concern about ISIS's recruiting efforts, Muslims and non come together online to clarify what Islam is really about.
You're a Muslim guy, peaceful guy, and yet, you know, we see all this stuff on the news all the time about, you know, terrorism in the name of Islam, which is supposed to be a religion of peace.
Yes.
How is it that for them, it's not peaceful, but for you, it is?
Yes.
Can you reconcile that for me?
I can, and it's not even left for question. Unjust killing is completely forbidden.
All right, but there's like that little...
That is a clip from a video titled "Does Islam Incite or Sanction Violence?" from Reclamation Studios, an initiative to counter radical Islamist messaging and reclaim the meaning of the religion for young people confused by the atrocities committed by ISIS and other radical groups.
It's not getting better, it's getting worse. It's almost like I can't live with myself not doing more yet. It feels so right to be doing this, and it feels even more right to say to the world, we've all got to rally together and do something about this.
Omar Adia, co-founder of this initiative, wants to dispel the image that Islam is a foreigner's religion whose believers must choose between nation and faith.
There's still this identity crisis that a lot of Muslim Americans live, unfortunately, because right now still the concept that Islam is a foreign faith to America. Islam is the faith of humanity.
The other voice at the beginning of the story is Zach Parsons, a digital marketing expert and key part in this project. He says these videos are engaging enough to reach the younger generation.
And right now, unfortunately, ISIS is doing a great job of creating that really compelling, this is something you can do to change the world. And we hope that we're able to use some of those same ideas and technologies to say, no, this is actually what the religion of Islam teaches.
He says it very clearly in the Quran that whoever takes a life unjustly, it's not just forbidden. It's okay. As if you've killed all of mankind.
That verse is so... That was another clip from the series where Adia emphasizes how the message of the Quran is altered to serve unjust purposes. A key question is whether any American messaging will be seen as propaganda in other parts of the world. Hoover Institute terrorism expert Abraham Sofair says, it really doesn't matter.
Everything is seen as propaganda by every group that's adverse to whoever's trying to persuade people of something. That shouldn't change anything. I mean, they have their propaganda machine. We should have ours.
But not everyone agrees. University of Evansville Assistant Professor of Political Science Richard Moss says it does matter. He said ISIS tends to target isolated individuals with little or no knowledge of Islam.
So the more initiatives like this one that openly refute ISIS ideology, especially online and especially through live communications with people online, the more difficult it will be for ISIS to monopolize the perceptions of those vulnerable individuals. And these types of initiatives will hopefully also help to educate not just those in the United States who might be vulnerable to ISIS, but also those who fear ISIS because it claims to represent a religion that they don't understand very much.
Noor Shams, a Reclamation Studios contributor from Egypt, says the open, interactive design will give credibility to this initiative in her homeland.
They can ask us questions, we can do consultations, we can give them further answers for any questions that they have. So we can even host people and just have everything transparent in front of the camera and listen to people and answer their questions.
There are now more than a dozen people working on this project, which has more than 8,000 views on social media. This is all in an effort to help counter the cruelty committed in the name of Islam. For WNIN, I'm Paola Marisan.